Well, I think that the hard work, we did it already. We did it two games before we finished the group. I always say that the most important thing and the target was to qualify for the next stage. It's not easy. You must ask another English team that is not so easy to do it. After that, it was important to finish at the top spot of the group, and we did it tonight, playing a very good game.
Were you always in contact with what was going on in the Seville-Juventus game?
Well, we are in contact, but the more important was to be in contact with our players that they did, and the way they did it in the second half, because I think that we improved a lot. We lost too many balls during the first half, so it was impossible to play in that way. After that, I think that we arranged it, and losing 2-1, we did concede one chance to Borussia, a team that in the last 15 games, they just lost one game and was against our team, and they just beat Bayern Munich. So it's not easy when you are losing and you need to win to play in the way we did the second half, not to concede in chances, to dominate the game, the ball, and to score three goals and create at least three more clear chances.
How much of a sense of relief is there, though, that you've created this opportunity by finishing top of the group?
Well, relief in the sense that we saw in the second half, again, the team that we normally try to play, a team that has a good possession, that create options, that don't concede too many options to the other team. It is important, I think, for the trust of this team, because I will insist in the same thing that I said at last press conference. We are playing just with 13 or 14 players. We don't have more. And it's very important. I think it's a good achievement for the whole group to be in all the competitions.
When we spoke yesterday about the potential of finishing first or second, I know you'd said that it doesn't guarantee you an easy tie by finishing top, or in the same way, doesn't necessarily finish it, give you a hard and finish second. But when you look now at the teams that you could face, are you a little easier in the way that you look at them?
No, I repeat, I keep exactly my same mind in the sense that it's better to finish first because you can avoid important teams in one stage more in the round of 16. After that, if you want to win a title, you have to play against biggest team. I always say the example when I was in Malaga and everyone wanted Malaga, and Malaga continued. So it's very important in the moment you arrive to the round of 16. Of course, it's better not to play in this stage with Barcelona, with Bayern, with Real Madrid, but that doesn't mean that you are now in the round in the next stage because you don't play against those teams. It's important to play in the way we did in the second half in Europe, and we can play against every team.
Could it be a significant evening in that could it be one of those games that maybe takes you somewhere that you haven't been before, gives you a bit of momentum, a bit of belief that you haven't had in this competition before? Could it be that type of night?
Well, I talked with the player before the game that the main target was already ready. We already were qualified. But I think that tonight we have very important targets to do it. First, to win the game. After that, I think to change the face that we did in the last game against Stoke, because it was not our team, to try to win the game. And after that, we'll see what happened with Sevilla and Juventus. But our duty was to win this game here, and after that to recover in the style of play that we normally do. So I think that all the targets, the secondary target, because the principal, the main target we did two games ago, we did it tonight.
Talk about Raheem's performance. I believe it was his 21st birthday as well.
Yes, he's his birthday. He's 21 years old, and before the game, I think that the minimum that he has to do was to score two goals. and he did it. It's true. I'm not joking. It's true. Yes.